The Prime Minister has laid down the law to his male MPs, warning them that the mistreatment of their female colleagues will not be tolerated. The PM's intervention comes after Victorian MP Julia Banks has decided to quit Parliament, citing the bullying and intimidation she suffered during last week's leadership meltdown. Julia Banks is not the only Liberal woman to have complained of bully boys in the party room.
I do not recognise my party at the moment. I do not recognise the values. I do not recognise the bullying and the intimidation that has gone on. This is a sad day for my party and for our nation.
That's Western Australian Senator Linda Reynolds telling the Parliament this is all in the midst of the leadership debate of how distressed and disturbed she was by the behaviour of some of her colleagues. Helen Kroger is a former Liberal Senator who now serves as President of the Liberal Party's Federal Women's Committee. Helen Kroger, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Fran, and good morning to your listeners.
Does the Liberal Party have a problem with male MPs bullying and intimidating their female colleagues?
No, we don't. We don't, Fran. It is an incredibly tough, robust, competitive environment. And the week of a leadership spill is always a very, very difficult week. And I speak from personal experience, having lived through two of them. And I would have to say they are some of the most difficult circumstances and environment that I've ever had the experience to feel. My heart goes out to Julia Banks. I'm very sorry that she feels the way she does, and I've got deep sympathy with her.
But you seem to be invalidating her comments and those of Linda Reynolds. I mean, both women have said they've suffered bullying and intimidation within your party, and you're saying, well, no, it doesn't exist. Is that right?
What I'm saying is that during the weeks of a leadership spill, you know, I've seen men cry. I've seen women cry. They really are very, very difficult. You've got the leadership candidates on the phone, all of who you know well, have worked well, respected, are lobbying you for their support. You've got their friends on the phone to you trying to win their vote.
But that's different from someone describing bullying and intimidation, isn't it?
Well, it is a rough and tough game politics, Fran. There is no two ways about it. It is an environment which is not for everyone. As I said at the outset, I feel deeply for Julia Banks, and clearly she was very upset with the week that she experienced. She's a great marginal seat MP. As a marginal seat MP, you have to work 10 times harder than an MP in a safe seat. So you go home and have to work just as hard when you get back to Melbourne or wherever your electorate is. So I feel really sorry for her, but politics is a career not for everyone. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, but are you missing something here? I mean, politics is a career. Is it acceptable in this day and age for us to just dismiss the discomfort individuals are experiencing, describing it as bullying, intimidation, as that's the rough and tumble? I mean, how do you expect to attract more women into this business, which presumably as the federal women's officer you do, if they think that this environment is, you know, can be described as bullying and intimidatory? Doesn't it have to change? Isn't that what we should be looking at?
Well, I think we've got to be careful that we don't conflate some issues here. I'm not suggesting that bullying and intimidation is part of the rough and tumble of politics. Is that anyone who has lived through a leadership spill in whatever party, and I was there during a couple of the spills on Labor side, and they are unique events, and I cannot equate it to anything else that I have experienced in another profession. They are very difficult, and I can imagine that Julia and others may well have considered it to be intimidating or bullying. It is a very robust environment.
Let me read you from Julia Banks' statement. She says, "The people of Chisholm know that I say what I think. They know I will always call out bad behaviour and will not tolerate any form of bullying or intimidation. I have experienced this both from within my own party and from the Labor Party." Now, it's exactly the same words that we heard Linda Reynolds use as she questioned the values of her party, and she doesn't recognise the bullying and intimidation. So obviously you're right. I mean, tensions are high in anything like a leadership ballot. Of course they are. But is there a line being crossed? We've also had reports that others have complained to the party whip, Nola Marino, about the tactics used by some of the senior lieutenants of, I think it was, Peter Dutton's side. Is there a cultural problem at the Liberal Party that deserves examination? You're the president of the Federal Women's Committee. Do you think this needs a look at?
Of course it needs a look at. If you have Julia Banks and I've just heard you replay Linda Reynolds, if they're expressing concerns about workplace behaviour, then it does need looking into. Having said that, though, I do not believe there is a culture of bullying and intimidation in the Liberal Party. And as a woman who has worked in politics and, as you said, been in the Senate, and in fact was the government whip during much of that time, I strongly do not believe that there is a culture, a bad culture within the Liberal Party.
Something's gone very wrong, though, hasn't it? I mean, Julia Banks should be a Liberal hero. She was the only Liberal to win a seat from the Labor Party at the last election. She's a professional. She came to politics after an accomplished career in business and the law. She's exactly the type of woman the Liberal Party needs in the Parliament to try and broaden your appeal. And she is leaving after 3 years because she says the culture is unacceptable.
Which is why I am really saddened by what she says and her experience, and I know firsthand because I was a candidate in a neighbouring seat. Mm-hmm. I know the enormous amount of support, assistance, campaign work, the party organisational work, support, the members who helped her, who helped me, who will all be very disappointed. So, of course, you know, I think it does have to be looked at, but I not for a moment think there is a culture of it. What I do believe, and have been very outspoken in talking about, is that we don't have enough women in Parliament.
Well, we certainly don't.
And the nature of politics changes when you have a greater diversity in Parliament and more women. At a state level, because we've been focused on the state election this year, at a state level, we've done a fantastic job at addressing that. We've spent a lot of time encouraging, mentoring, helping, supporting women get pre-selected and in their campaigns. And we've got around 50% of women actually contesting seats.
Okay.
Now, if only a third to a half of those women win their seats, that in itself brings a very different working dynamic to the Parliament.
Can I just, we've only got a minute, Helen, so just under a minute actually, but you have a problem with your representation in the federal Parliament. It's lower even than it was in the Howard years. But Julie Bishop, one of the party's strongest assets, got smashed in the leadership ballot. She will be sitting on the back bench. What signal does that send to women who are considering a political career in the Liberal Party? Just briefly.
And what a tragedy. What a tragedy that is. Julie was the most magnificent deputy leader anyone could possibly have and gave enormous support. But she was a great role model, fantastic
okay.
role model. I wasn't in Parliament, obviously, when that happened. All I can say
okay.
is that I think she did her deputy leadership job so well that people didn't see her outside that prison.
All right, Helen, we have to leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Fran.
Helen Kroger is president of the Liberal Party's Federal Women's Committee.